Today's devotional is based on John 17, verses 1 to 26. It was written by the Reverend Leland Platt. I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Jesus' prayer in John 17 expresses his care, love, and compassion, not only for his current disciples, but also for all who will believe in him. Other than Jesus, few creatures can express compassion as well as dogs can. And dogs have played an important role in my ministry. Because dogs express compassion so well, I have used several of them as therapy dogs in homes, nursing homes, and hospitals to visit members of my congregation. Case in point, Russ and Shirley had been married for more than 40 years and were incredibly close. Shirley was hospitalized with an unknown medical condition. Russ was terribly worried. The next morning, he showed up at my door in tears. I don't know what I will do without her, he sobbed. I invited him in. He sat sobbing away in a desk chair as I fixed him some coffee. Purves, my golden retriever, immediately came to Russ, placed his paws on the chair, stood on his hind legs, then placed a paw on each of Russ's shoulders and, with deep compassion, looked Russ in the eye. Russ stopped crying as he looked into Purves's eyes, laughed, and said, I needed that. No pastoral words of mine were needed. While watching a 5-year-old boy play with a large yellow Labrador retriever, Luther Seminary professor Andrew Root observed, this boy was experiencing the message we long for most as humans. You are loved. You are mine. You are beautifully and wonderfully made. I know that's what Russ experienced as Purves looked into his eyes. Let us pray. God of all grace, love, and compassion, we thank you for your enduring presence among us as you remind us so often and in unexpected ways that we are loved and cared for. You make it easy to say with the psalmist, light, space, zest, that's God. So with God on my side, I'm fearless, afraid of no one and nothing. Psalm 27:1, The Message. Amen.